From Design to Maintenance, Declaration of Use. Once a house is constructed, its acceptance must be carried out for you to be able to legally live in it. To do so, you must take care of many formalities, in particular collect the necessary documents and then submit them to the relevant construction supervision inspectorate, together with a notice of completion of construction and an application for occupancy permit. The original construction log must be attached to the notice of completion of construction. It should document all of the work for which a building permit is required. It should also include the course of work, as well as any events that occur during its execution. Acceptances of construction and installation works are also entered into the log with attached reports thereof. Another important document is the declaration of the site manager, who closes the construction log by an entry of the completion of work. The manager makes a declaration of conformity of the building in accordance with the approved design and terms of building permits, of bringing the construction site to a proper condition and order, of the appropriate development of adjacent land, as well as of the use of materials compatible with the Polish standards for construction. If minor changes are made to the building body or its location during construction and they are not a significant departure from the approved design or terms of building permits, copies of drawings of the confirmed design with marked changes or additional complementary drawings must be attached to the notice of completion of construction. The declaration should be confirmed by the designer and the site inspector if such has been appointed. As-built land survey is also required. Its execution should be assigned to an authorized surveyor who will mark all the built structures and facilities, such as the building, underground equipment, water supply, sewer, gas and electricity connections, etc., and other plot development elements on the master map. The surveyor should provide a copy of the map to the site manager and the original to the Department of Geodetic and Cartographic Documentation. The documentation should also include a copy of the final building permit decision, a copy of the energy performance certificate, a report of inspection of chimney and ventilation ducts, as well as acceptance reports for connections and internal systems. If the submitted documentation is complete, the so-called tacit approval of the authority is sufficient to begin to use the house. The supervisory authority has 21 days to file an objection. After obtaining the occupancy permit, the submitted documents are returned to the investor. The next thing to do is to submit the application to the municipal office with stamp duty and the required documents, such as a copy of the master map with marked as built building survey and a copy of the notice of completion of construction provided to a district or provincial construction supervision inspectorate. After receiving written information of the sequential number assigned to the property, a plate with the assigned number should be attached in a visible place on the building or fence within 14 days of receipt of the notice.